Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home here on UMFM. Thanks for being with us. My name's Jeff. You can always check us out at tellthebandtogohome.com, and we are looking at some of my favorite stuff from the year 2020. Some great, great music came out in an otherwise terrible year. And if you want to check it out, tellthebandtogohome.com, there's a big banner there. You can see a picture of a bunch of the records that I bought this year, and you just click on that. There's links on there to the Bandcamp pages for a lot of this music, and I really do hope that you'll go there and buy some of this music from Bandcamp, because it's one of the great ways to support artists, especially the first Friday of every month, when Bandcamp doesn't take a cut of the sale. Now, even if you buy it any other day, Bandcamp is still one of the best places to buy music as far as supporting artists, so I highly encourage you to do that. And it's been a tough year for a lot of us, but artists especially, who rely on live music performance to be able to survive, really. They just haven't been able to do it. I mean, we had a bit of a glory day here in Manitoba over the summer, where we were allowed to actually get out and do stuff for a while. And places like the Beer Can came along and saved us and made it possible for us to hear some live music, as well as some select shows. I remember one by this next character, a couple of these characters actually, in some joker's backyard over here in Westwood that was pretty magical. And a guy I know, I don't have to look at the list. It's not a very long list. Normally I make myself a list of all the shows that I've seen over the year. I don't know if I'm going to bother this year. It's a pretty short list, but I know this is the guy I saw the most this year. And boy, was I grateful for those shows as a way to get out and experience live music again and connect with some friends and, you know, just feel like maybe we were a little bit normal for a while. He also does one of my favorite radio shows over there at the other station, CKUW, in the highly coveted Tuesday 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. time slot, and put out three records of his own, and was a huge driving force behind another fabulous record that came out this year. A while ago, we named him the undisputed entertainer of the year, and I stand by that. There's nobody even close, as far as I'm concerned, for all the things that this guy did to keep us entertained and keep us positive, in spite of the fact that he's normally a road dog playing all over this country, back and forth, up and down, and suddenly couldn't really go very far. We do admire the way he was able to still do his best with the year that was. We thank our good friend Sean Burns. We'll hear something from all those four records that he had a hand in right now. Here's the solo record. I suppose it was recorded in isolation from different spots. Had a bunch of friends kind of mail in parts and stuff. And here's a song written by our old pal Rob Waddell. Until the band to go home, this is Sean Burns.
Bad luck, baby, most of mine's been good. Please don't paint me naive, at a glance might think you could. Lucky don't mean easy where I come from anyway. From dawn to dusk, a working job, not most but all my days. It's mornings up to milk and feed, evening changing straw. A half an acre garden and a good size land flaw. Well, my uncle made us mixtapes, Charlie Daniels and the Stones. Neighbors dropping in for coffee, party lines on phones. My daddy was an auctioneer, called the numbers loud and clear. The people came from far and near, some wise, some plain weird. I worked the counter serving lunch, learned to read a picker's hunch. Turned a dollar into three, takes luck to get the best of me. My daddy was an auctioneer. Satellite TV was not an option at the time. But channels three till I was ten, then none for another nine. We were late for chores one day the fall. was on at four. Well, Dad was none too pleased as he came bursting through the door. Well, he grabbed the TV, pulled the cord, chased our asses to the barn. Mom looked up from milking cows, shook her head. She looked back down, my brother ran to feed the calves, then the chickens, then the lambs. I picked eggs and pulled some hay, education's underway. My daddy was an auctioneer, called the numbers loud and clear. The people came from far and near, some wise, some plain weird. I worked the counter serving lunch, learned to read a picker's hunch. Turned a dollar into three, takes luck to get the best of me. When school was low priority, I'm graded on efficiency. College, university, disdainfully discussed. And when I went, I partied lots, failed the test, passed some shots. Reputation, money burned, time well spent. Saw fashion. I was stronger than I'm now. I took some licks, gave some out. I'm not sure why, but I was young and angry at the time. Well, it's 20 years of back and forth, up and down, now here we are. I never saw it coming, but I'm pleasantly surprised. Yeah, my daddy was an auctioneer. He called the numbers loud and clear. Some wise, some plain weird. I worked the counter serving lunch, learned to read a picker's hunch. Turned a dollar into three, takes luck to get the best of me. My daddy was an auctioneer.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck, got tired of roaming, bumming around. So I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days. I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night, I got stranded way out of town. At a cold, lonely crossroads, rain was pouring down. I was hungry, freezing, done caught a chill. When the lights of a big semi topped the hill, Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on. And I climbed into that cab, where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. Oh, he weighed about 210. He stuck his hand out with a grin. Said, Big Joe's the name. I told him mine. Said the name of my rig is Phantom 309. But I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig or running on any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, I'm sorry, son, as far as you go, 'cause I gotta make a turn just on up the road. Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low. Said, have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe. When Joe and his rig roared out into the night, in nothing flat, he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me up a cup. I told the waiter, Big Joe was setting this boy up. Aw, oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. Well, did I say something wrong? I said with a halfway grin. He said, no, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight, where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. Could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheel. Well, Joe lost control, went into his skid. And he gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at the crossroads was the end of the line for Big Joe, Phantom 309. But every now and then, well, some hiker will come by. And like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup. Forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe, Phantom 309.
One, two. There and there to here, chickens and music and cold beer. My first memories are not too clear, but I never will forget. Songs and jokes and drinks and tokes, nights into days and basement folks. Proud to be one of this wheel's spokes. We've been rolling through the years. It's a window to history. Mark made a fortune. Don't try and pull something fast on the doorman. You have excellent taste in music, that is. Tear it up now, Danny T. Want a lesson in blues? Big Dave, lay it down. Here's to those that are living and those underground. A place like this can only be found in heaven, or not at all. I've found love, found friends, been up and been down. I drank enough bourbon to make the room spin around. No puking, he said, but we've all gone and done it. Give me another one. I gotta go. Was it luck or hard luck or fate or mistake? I walked through these doors and stayed real late. I've never been gone, although I've had to leave. My heart's there. It's in the back. Yeah, if these walls could talk, man, they would tell us a story. To play on this stage is a moment in glory. We might drink a lot, but we get paid to party. I've been hungover more than you. Yeah, it's the place to be. Always was, always will be. And Johnny could see what should and what could be. Our club, our home, our office, our bar. A honky-tonk Shangri-La. Thank you.
like some driftwood in a creek. Despite relief from the state and friends who could relate, I was needing of some glory over me. I bore the family name. I can't help but bring it shame. There's nothing but red lights ahead for me. I never questioned the rules. One in a long, long line of fools. There just has to be some glory there for me. Is everything I wished for right behind this little glass? Is it just a lack of courage or opportunities that have passed? I can't help my expectations. I won't settle till I'm beaten. There just has to be some glory there for me. I can't help my expectations. I won't settle till I'm there just has to be some glory there for me. There just has to be some glory there for me.
Starve them in a bucket till they eat each other up, and whack them with a shovel and flatten up the guts. you're gonna get to get them under control. Somebody, anybody, call up the Rap Patrol. Rap Patrol. Calls up the Rap Patrol. It ain't New York, it ain't Baltimore, it ain't some port city when I might come ashore. We tolerate the badger, the big mountain cat, the grizzly and the rattler, but we don't like rats. Well, who you gonna get them under control? Somebody, anybody, call up the Rap Patrol. We got rat-free status, province-wide, and protecting its born of provincial pride. But if you're telling me we get to send them all straight to hell, goddamn, I might have to just go on myself. Who you gonna get them under control? Somebody, anybody, call up the Rap Patrol. Rap Patrol. Calls up the Rap Patrol. Now's the time, I'd imagine, that the soft-hearted and the weak-minded will come forward to profess their love for the rat. A noble creature, they'll say. Misunderstood. Disadvantaged. Well, I guess they have a right to their opinion. As for me, I ain't buying it. So in the meantime and in between time, somebody, anybody, call up the Rat Patrol. Rap Patrol, Rap Patrol, Rap Patrol, drag them out of the hole. Rap Patrol, Rap Patrol, Rap Patrol, well, the filthy you know, the rats are gonna roll right out of control. Nobody calls up the Rap Patrol.
Corb Lund and the Hurtin' Albertans there, featuring Grant Siemens in that band. I think that's my favorite reason to go see Corb Lund, is just to watch Grant Siemens go crazy. From the new record, Agricultural Tragic, that's Rat Patrol. Before that, we heard a Sean Burns and Lost Country featuring Grant Siemens just flying on Chaparral from a Bakersfield half dozen. I think that was the first one that came out early in the year. I think we got a proper CD release, or album, or the record release. It didn't come out on CD. Proper record release show for that early in the year, as I recall. And then not so much. We heard Skinny Dick in there from Lethbridge, Alberta, with Glory For Me, co-written by Sean Burns from the album Get To Know Lonesome. We heard Andrew Neville in there with a wonderful song called Honky Tonk Shangri-La, again featuring Grant Siemens on guitar. From the album, We Still Got A Lot Of Living To Do, which you can get on the Bandcamp if you want the digital, or you get in touch with John Scholes on the socials to get yourself a CD copy. It is a beautiful package, so it's well worth seeking out. And it comes with a special booklet called How To Be A Honky Tonk Head Honcho. I think that's what it's called anyway. And it's pretty marvelous. So all kind of, I think there's 29 different artists on there or something like that, over two discs. And just such a great, great representation of what goes on down there at the Times Changed when we're allowed to do so. And hopefully we'll be allowed to do so again before too long. We also heard Sean and Lost Country in there with Phantom 309 from the album We Got A Lot Of Truckin' To Do, which was recorded at the Times Changed. And we got a release party for that too. Just kind of a quick one-off, like 6 months to the day, as I recall, from when Times Changed had to shut down the first time. And then we had that show and then it had to shut down again. So we're still waiting, but looking forward to better days. Line up to get that shot when your number gets called, for sure. I'll be there sticking my arm out, and I hate freaking getting shots, but I'll be there. We also heard in there Sean Burns with Daddy Was An Auctioneer from It Takes Luck, to get the best of me, and we're playing some of my favorite stuff from the year 2020, and why not stick with the honky-tonk in a little bit? Maybe we'll slip some things into this set that I stole from Boots and Saddle on Tuesdays on CKUW, but here's one that kind of fits in. This guy's name is Gabe Lee. Tell the band to go home.
Different ways to ride. If you'd have seen what I seen, done what I done, you'd be looking for a place to hide. Even if I had a shiny silver dollar, every time I miss a promised land, I'd still be $2 shy at the back of the line, cause they ain't never gonna let me in. Oh Lordy, when my pride got the best of me, when my pride got the best of me, I was a stugger, no good, son of a gun, until the good Lord set me free. Found a way to put it all together. I tried to make the whole world see. A foolish pride be gone. Glory, St. Mary, hallelujah, let me be. A cold hard money, cash and clothes, living it up every day. A weekend trip down to Vegas, right up until the repo came. The ground with the shit coming down, till I saw a shimmering light. Lady luck in a two-piece bikini, come to fly me home through the night. Lordy, when the dealer got a hold of me, when the dealer got a hold of me, I was a rolling, reeling, two-time cheating, till the good Lord set me free. Found a way to put it all together, tried to make the whole world. Hallelujah, let me be. Come on. A big old dance room hall, seats reserved for all the folks down in Nashville, writing phony ass country songs. And if people ever get to asking Mr. Gabe Lee how you end up here, I look them dead in the eye, and my only reply is to hit them with a mile long stare. Lordy, when the devil got a hold of me, when the devil got a hold of me, I felt a black hole way down free. Found a way to put it all together, tried to make the whole world see, yeah. The punk ass devil be gone, glory St. Mary, hallelujah, let me be. A punk ass devil be gone, glory St. Mary, hallelujah, hallelujah, let me be.
Sing a country song about a pickup truck and about a girl that I did not deserve. Back when I'd chase off angels and trust my luck, cause I had no idea what either one was worth. But first you should know I was a suburban kid. Bus tables in a strip mall diner 3 nights a week. She was a wild-eyed, shaved-head punk rock chick. It was a quarter-ton truck, two-wheel drive in Japanese. I sing along to some radio song when I picked you up. Didn't even turn it down when you got in. It's hard not to think that you could do no wrong when you're 16 and somehow that's the way that it's always been. So you like punk rock? Well, I guess Green Day's cool. Talking at you through the window while I pump some gas. You didn't answer, but I saw you laughing in the side view. I didn't ask you what was funny, 'cause I was too busy being badass. We must have driven around that town four times that night. 'Cause I didn't have a plan like I never do. And I'd spent all my tip money on a new tape deck. And my last little bit of grace just to be with you. Faded yellow and born October 82, just like me. With a cracked windshield, ripped up seats and worn out rings. She coughed smoke in the cold, but she always warmed up fine. And looking back, she was looking better than me that night. I ran a red light to show off, but you weren't the only one who saw. A cop pulled me over right there on your block. He wrote me a two-paycheck ticket, looked at you, leaned in, said, "You might be wise to spend your time with someone other than him." And as he pulled off, you said you'd walk the rest of the way. For the first time that night, I had nothing cool to say. And I felt a thing I had never felt, but I've felt a lot since then. It wasn't guilt, shame, or regret, no. That was just a real life sinking in. Drive that same old truck, the damn thing won't die. Sometimes I clean it up and take my girl out for a ride. Most times we talk, but sometimes we just look out quiet. I leave the radio off and stop at every light. If I could go back in time, I wouldn't. But if I had to, I'd play it straight. I would have told you I was sorry and made sure you got home safe. Some songs you sing to remind yourself of the people that you've been. Well, this one goes out to a guy I never wanna be again.
Heard the word of God when I was 8 years old. He told me to take a carving knife and hold it to my brother's throat. And ever since that day, I spent my whole life on the run. But running gets to be as easy as breathing when you're God's only son. I met Johnny in Arkansas, he told me he was full-blood Cree. Now I ain't the type to ask no questions, but he looked pretty wide to me. He asked me if I ever robbed a bank before, I said not really, but I always figured knowing what you're doing brings the worst kind of luck. And if the devil is six and God is seven, I guess that makes me one. I'm gonna claw my way back into heaven. I'm God's only son. up to the bank, rolled our hats down over our eyes. Johnny turned to me with a smile and said, today's a good day to die. And all of a sudden it got real cold, and I heard that voice once more. And I saw the devil dancing in Johnny's eyes, and I shot him as he reached for the door. We double-crossed that county line to a hornet's in a still. Johnny folded there in the backseat like a blood-soaked dollar bill. Let me tell you, getting gut shot ain't how it looks on screen. That whole car was shaking, was screaming and crying, smelled like death and gasoline. And if the devil is six and God is seven, I guess that makes me one. I'm gonna claw my way back into heaven, I'm God's only son. Rolled that car in Texas, outside of Eagle Pass. And God spoke to me as I lay there dying in a halo of broken glass. He said me and the devil, we had us a game to see who would blink first. And I'll let you in on a secret while you're down there in the dirt. There ain't no heavenly host awaiting beyond that wall of sleep. But the devil is a hungry dog, and he always plays for keeps. But if the devil is six and God is seven, I guess that makes me one. I'm gonna claw my way back into heaven, I'm God's only son.
Summer girls at the pool, they don't ever get sad. They got smiles beneath the ones they wear for show. I'm on the asphalt with my failures, regrets a hell of a jailer, while the summer girls dance off into the fall. August and I blew every chance again to be someone. Every place I'll ever get, I think I've been. There's nothing left for me to wreck, so it could be worse for me, I guess. Count your blessings, that's what they tell you before they go.
Familiar and I'm familiar. Me and these jeans.
do. said I was wrong. Baby, we should get married. Without you, I'm lost. She's 33 and he sneaks out to cheat. While growing inside her is their family. She watches him. Baby, what are you thinking? Please stay, he implores. His knees hit the floor, but she's not that nice girl anymore. She said to grow, I've gotta have room. Shame on me for thinking that you. Stores and malls.
Masterfully produced by Jim Bryson. That's Evangeline Gentle with The Strongest People Have Tender Hearts. Before that, Juliet McConkie with a lovely one called Hung the Moon. We heard Liz Longley in there with Three Crow. Lady named Haley Witters. We got that one, that tip from Sean Burns. All the Cool Girls in there. We heard Becky Warren in there, Me and These Jeans, from the album The Sixth Season, which I love. She's a friend of Ben Delacour, who we heard in there as well, with God's Only Son from Shadowland, which I've told you time and again is a wonderful, wonderful record. And Justin Farron, another friend of Ben's in there, Two Wheel Drive and a Japanese. I like that record a lot. And Gabe Lee off the top with Honky Tonk Hell. Boy, that was a long one. We got to take a break now. Towel off. We'll come back with more. Fourth hour, tell the band to go home after these.